And as usual, we are awaiting any kind of a home improvement question you might have on your mind this morning. Call us or text us, 651-461-9. Let me do that again, 651-461-9226. I'm just this new kid on the block. What do I know? Andy Lindis, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, I think.
Good.
How about you?
Fantastic. It's another wonderful day, and got a Christmas today. We got a Christmas tomorrow, and got some family coming into town. Love this time of year.
Yeah, great time of year. In fact, I was thinking as I looked at that forecast, any project customers may have with Lindis are going to be in pretty good shape because, according to the meteorologist, we're going to be in store for a much warmer temperature for the next few weeks right after this cold snap. It's going to start warming up above average temperatures, I hear. So I guess that's good news and bad news, I suppose.
You know, I think knowing that both my boys have been ice fishing this week, I think we got some good ice established, so at least we have some decent ice established for the ice fishermen. I feel a little bit bad about the people that want more snow, but selfishly, if we can have the exact same winter we had last year, mild temperatures, really no snow, that means we can install every day, which we did almost last year. And I'm okay with that because we have plenty of work to do, whether it's people that are looking to upgrade their windows, insulation. The Leaf Guard crews are still going. We have some roofing going. We have a couple of GAF Energy roofs that we've sold recently. So it's we have plenty of work to get done. And that's a nice thing about the products that we sell. Most of them can be installed in pretty cold temperatures. There might be some things that we have to do if it gets below, 20 degrees, but for the most part, we have plenty of work to keep busy this winter, so we won't be complaining about mild weather at all.
And I presume, and I've mentioned this often, that if somebody's thinking about maybe getting a new deck built, or maybe getting rid of their old one and adding on, this is a great time to plan, right, and get in touch with Lindis.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. If you're thinking about anything in the springtime, whether you're working with us or another contractor, I would start the process now. The sooner you can start any type of home improvement planning, the better off you're going to be. And one thing I do know, manufacturers typically, I'll see my price increases somewhere between February and April, more often than not. So take that for what you will. If you can make a deal now, you might be saving some money too. And, it might be in that 5, 10, 20%. I'm a little worried. Like our scrap aluminum prices have gone up substantially this year. And that usually means that eventually I'm going to see the aluminum prices go up. So any type of coil, trim, flashing, things like that, that could go up. I'm not so sure about any of the petroleum-based products. They all seem to be pretty stable. Lumber seems to be pretty stable. But who knows? It's pretty rare when rare being, I think, one or two times in my entire career where I've said, it's actually cheaper right now than it was 6 months ago. So yeah. I can think it doesn't happen very often.
Bring us up to date and our listeners who may be new to the subject about those great GAF solar roofing, those shingles. What's the progress on that? Are people jumping on the bandwagon?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. It's gotten to a point where I'm really, really excited about it. They made some changes. It's going to be about 20% more efficient than what it was. And
that's huge.
That is huge, right? That makes the ROI come back even better. And what I'm really excited about is we are going to be installing this with class four shingles. So that's the cool part, Denny. And if you want to make your entire roof 30% tax credit, there's no better way than adding a GAF solar component to it. So if you're in the market for a roofing, I would highly encourage, and you don't have to just talk to me. There's 5, 6 master elites in the Twin Cities market that are selling GAF energy shingles. None of them do it as good as we do, but if you don't have to go through me, if you're in the market for a roof, I would be asking whatever roofer you're comfortable working with about GAF energy shingles. At least get a price on it so you know. One thing that I'm certain of is I'm paying way more for electricity right now than it seems like I ever have. My bill is bigger than it ever has. I do have some solar on my home, so that helps. But as we go through energy audits with people, and as we do our heat map analysis and we talk to people about lowering their energy costs and we're looking at electricity bills, it's pretty rare that we find that someone's paying less for, like I haven't seen one yet, like 10, 20, 30% more than they were paying 24 months ago. So if that continues and our rates of electricity continue to go up, it makes the ROI even better. And I think some of it is we are consuming more energy than maybe we used to. I notice, you know, as my kids come back from college, that's for sure the case. Like as they're in and out of the house, we're charging a lot more things.
Oh, yeah, more electronics. Yeah.
Yeah. It's they're not as diligent about turning the lights off as maybe their mother and I are as well. Although these LED bulbs don't take a lot anymore.
Yeah. Radios don't take that much electricity, so let's move from television to radio. A little selfish comment. How does a possible customer of these GAF solar roofing, these shingles, how do they know if their house is good? I mean, how do you discern about sunlight?
We have a program we're going to run, and we will guarantee the amount of energy that your roof is going to produce. So after we go through the program and show you what's possible on your roof, we'll show you what the maximum amount of energy we think that your roof could generate, what the most efficient way your roof could generate energy, so you can make a decision whether it's economically feasible for you to install this roof or not. And Denny, like your Glenwood roof, which was the most expensive shingle on the planet. You can't buy a shingle that costs more to install, weighs more, or it has more volume. Like by volume meaning it's 9 bundles per square. And that's why one of the main reasons why that shingle got discontinued is distribution hated storing it. It was from a storage and an installation standpoint, it was a bear. And we were one of the only companies in the country that really gravitated toward it and latched on, but our installers obviously they get paid a lot more to install those shingles than any other shingle, which is okay. But that's about what the solar roof costs. So the most expensive roofing we've ever sold, the solar roofing is actually going to be a little bit cheaper than some of the Glenwood jobs. Having said that, I still believe in that shingle, Denny, and that's why over the last month we've taken on 75 pallets of that Glenwood shingle. So the rest of the Glenwood shingles that are available in the country now are sitting at Linda's Construction in our yard. So we have enough shingles should a tree fall in any of our customers' houses. We have the ability to repair it. We do have the ability to do maybe one big roof, another two smaller roofs in one particular color. But we know how many hundreds of customers chose that Glenwood shingle. If the solar product would have been available then, they'd have chosen that route. So now not only can you get a Class 4 roof, you're going to get a Class 4 roof that is generating energy.
Isn't that something? Who would have guessed?
This is where it's going. I'm kind of excited about it. And partners like GAF don't come along. I can tell you this. Was that a retirement party this year for our main person at GAF? Shout out to Lance Hoagland. He's a family member. Over the last 15 years, he's worked with us and helped us on many, many fronts. And I consider, I don't know, 5, 6 people at GAF to be family members. I can probably name 13, 14. For me to have that type of relationship with a manufacturer, and when I talk to my peers, they don't have that. Like, I work with manufacturers across the country, and I can barely name one or two people at one given spot, let alone 13, 14. So if you're in roofing, you really should be looking at GAF as a partner.
Oh, yeah. Great company, great people. What a great product, for sure. Tell you what, getting a signal, we need to take a quick break. Let's come back and invite our listeners to join in. You have a home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you either by phone or by text. Of course, that number is for either 651-461-9226. In the Twin Cities at this moment, we have 3 above. The wind chill is right now at a -8. We're going to get up to about 18 degrees today. We'll get up to near 30 tomorrow. Right now, it's a +3. News Talk 830 WCCO. And on this first official day of winter, welcome back to our home improvement show. Thanks to Lindis Construction. We're here every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour. Andy Lindis, again, answering any kind of a home improvement question you may have. Andy, last hour on our garden show, we had a listener talking about woodpeckers pounding on the sides of their home, and I have mentioned that you had some success with this owl thing, machine. Tell us what that is. They want to know what it was and where you got it.
I bought mine at my local Ace Hardware store, where I get most everything, it seems like, these days. And it was the Dahlin solar-powered owl. Was in that $50 range. You can order them online as well, but I've had really good luck with it. I know a couple of friends that have used it now and have had good luck with it as well. It's got a couple different settings. The eyes light up, the head moves. It's 100% solar, or you could plug it in. And then you could set it where it does the screech like a hawk as well. I removed that setting because it was unsettling to me and didn't seem to make a big difference, so I don't have it screeching like a hawk.
All right, well, good.
Would be a fun thing to, like, you know, trick your neighbors or family members that aren't quite aware of it, because it is motion sensitive, so when you do walk by it, the eyes light up and it will screech like a hawk. So it's something to keep in mind.
You could have that at your front door for unwanted solicitors, maybe.
Yeah.
That would happen too. I saw and we get this question from time to time. I saw a video of a homeowner doing some foaming, do-it-yourself stuff. What would you recommend if somebody, and we've had questions about that, doing various insulating, you know, foam for insulation jobs, do-it-yourself? I know you recommended mostly not doing it. You know, it takes a specialist in some cases.
You know, if you are getting a can of spray foam to seal anything or fix anything or fill a void or use it for some type of insulation, I would recommend looking at the door and window spray foam, which is going to be more of a one-to-one expansion. It's just a little bit easier for the do-it-yourselfer to use. It's easier to know how much it's going to expand, meaning it's only going to double in size, not triple, quadruple, quintuple. We've seen I've gotten to jobs where people have tried to use this, and it puts so much pressure on the frame of the windows that the front windows won't operate or open anymore, or the door won't operate or open anymore. It's kind of neat. Danny, we're looking at a project right now. Speaking of, this isn't even do-it-yourselfer stuff gone bad. It's a builder that has a really bad reputation. I won't name them, but a customer of ours, we put it was closer to $400,000, I believe, for our estimate to fix their house the right way. Brand new
home. Oh, you're kidding.
No. And we're about to give my salesperson the green light that we're just going to rebuild this house, tear it down and rebuild it. And I'll try to document along the way, but my understanding, like, even some of the windows are installed upside down. That's how bad of a job this builder did. So it could be a fun project for us just to see, but feel terrible for a brand new home under 2 years old. They have to go through something like that. That's it's the unintended consequences of bad installation. We don't run across this very often, thank goodness. Our inspectors in our area of the world usually nip this in the butt before we get to this point, but they won the court case, and they're going to get paid to rebuild this entire house.
So they did win. That, mm-hmm. I was going to say, what recourse do they have, or did they have? Well,
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, no, it's thankfully, though. Think of the time, effort, and money. I don't care how much money the court awards them. There's no way they'd have spent less money if it would have been built right the first place. It's just the
way
it is.
How does one choose a contractor like that? And I'm sure had a terrible record to begin with.
Well, maybe no
record.
I think this is goes back to, I'd be really, really careful that if I'm buying a lot, if I buy that lot and I have to use that builder exclusively, I think is where the problems run in too. So if I'm buying a lot, I'd like to keep those separate. If you can keep that separate, and which is going to be tough with a lot of developments, but again, on the front end, I want to know my timelines, exactly the materials that are being used, and I want to go, just like anything, I want to look at the last houses they built. If they built some 10 years ago, I'd want to take a look at something like that. You're talking about something that should, if done the right way, last forever.
Yeah.
And if you can look at houses that they've completed recently, maybe some that they did a few years ago or 10 years ago, and then choose your builder, or if you're comfortable, you're going to buy that lot because that's the builder you want to build your home, I think you're going to be in a better spot than not. And not that there's a lot of new construction going on right now, but there's still plenty. I know plenty of people that are looking at building houses or have put building houses off over the last couple of years that are looking at starting in 2025. So it's just like anything, you have to do your due diligence as a consumer and make sure that the contractor you're choosing is going to live up to what they tell you is going to happen, and the materials used aren't builder grade. So if you can pick the type of siding, the type of roofing, the windows, the cabinets, those things, the detail stuff that go into a home, that's the stuff that fails 10, 15, 20 years down the road. That's where we're working on a lot of houses built in the 90s and early 2000s. A lot of it, you know, if they'd have spent 5, 10, 15 grand more on the materials, we wouldn't be doing any of this work. We wouldn't be replacing the roofing. We wouldn't be replacing the windows. We wouldn't be replacing the siding. We wouldn't having, you know, all remodeling the entire kitchen that's 16 years old. Again, you know, you have your price points that you have to work your way through. And then if you're in new construction, Denny, forget solar. When you're putting a 30-year mortgage on something, it should be a no-brainer to put solar. All the math that I've ever seen, what solar does to lowering your electricity bill to what solar does to your payment on a 30-year mortgage, it cash flows almost always right out the gate. So if you're building a home right now or you're looking at doing some new construction, make sure your builder is talking about solar, because you know if you can make your energy bill go away completely and building your home, say you're saving $250 a month and your payment goes up $75 a month, That's a no-brainer right out the gate.
Yeah, boy. Especially with those great GAF solar shingles. Wow.
Yes, sir.
Who wouldn't? Hang on, Andy. We're going to take a break for weather. Let's see what the weatherman promises for this holiday season. Coming up, we'll do that. And when we come back, we'll answer more home improvement questions, either by phone or by text. You know the number, 651-461-9226. From News Talk A3O, this is WCCO. And good morning, good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to this portion of our home improvements show every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour, thanks to Linda's Construction. If you want to get in touch with those good folks, so keep in mind 8449-LINDA's, easy number to remember. You can get in touch, call them this coming week with any particular questions, any jobs you have in mind. 844-9-LINDIS or lindisconstruction.com. A couple of texts this morning, Andy. Maybe we could help folks out. Let's see. Where is it here? Oh, yeah. I'm not sure this would work as far as preventing mice from getting into a basement foundation. Is cayenne pepper a good deterrent? I doubt it. What do you think?
Yeah, I doubt it. I've heard that. I don't know anybody that's had success using it or really tried it. I've had better luck with essential oils, like peppermint essential oil on a rag, into areas that mice would get into, that I throw into attic spaces or anything I store. You can get those, Bonide makes those Mouse Magic little boxes. It's basically a peppermint pillow. They seem to work pretty good. Put them into any attic space. And again, if you know where they're coming in, if you have a hole that you can fill in, I would definitely take a look at that. Or if you're having a really big problem, it might be time to get a, you know, a pest specialist in to come out and, you know, mouse-proof your house. Those yeah. The people that I know that have had a professional come in, they get rid of those things. I've had some friends that have had to use poison before. That's okay, but just be careful with pets. Know that that poison, the way I understand it from my vet, they changed it a few years ago. So if a pet does get it, it they will be very, very harmful to them. Mm. There's no antidote for it. So I just know that I went through that with my lab, and luckily we were able to make her throw that poison up, and we got her to the vet, and we were fine. Did some charcoal stuff. So if you know it happened right away, you know, I think we used hydrogen peroxide. Was able to get her to vomit up the rat poison, got her to the vet, and went through the charcoal. And that's when the vet told us, you're so lucky because there is no antidote Ooh. To rat poison or mouse poison anymore.
Wow.
So just be careful with those. I know it can be, but that the animals, especially the labs, it seems like they sniff that stuff out. So it needs to be someplace you know the dog or your pet cannot get to it.
Oh, you were right saying it a couple of minutes ago that if your problem is kind of a big one or you just can't get rid of them, and I had a professional come out, boy, it's got to be 25 years ago maybe, and they sealed the entire foundation. You're right. If you know where the holes are, but you would be surprised, and we talk about it, how small a hole a mouse can get into, mm-hmm. and there's never just one mouse, ever.
No. Nope.
And they'll seal it up, and that did the trick. That did the trick. So think about that.
Well, and that we have the person asking about types of insulation. One of the reasons why I recommend cellulose over fiberglass, one, fiberglass moves a lot in an attic. If there's any type of air movement, seems like it settles in one way or it can get pushed to one side of the attic, and it seems like the rodents use it as a playground, where the cellulose, the fire retardant that is put into the cellulose, is a rodent deterrent right out the gate. So I like the way cellulose settles. It seems like it gets a little crust on it, and it doesn't have as much air movement, and I've seen less rodent problems in attics with cellulose than attics with fiberglass.
I'm looking at that text, and I'm wondering what they're referring to. They're saying cellulose in the past was not great. I wonder what, if it deteriorated or what the issue was. I don't know.
I don't know. I know that when fiberglass came out, it was all the rage. It was lighter, easier to use, and yada, yada, yada. Cellulose was the older one, and then over the years, it seems like a lot more people that are in the know using cellulose than not. So that's just – maybe it's just me. But I'm using, from what I've seen in attic spaces, and when you look at what the R values are, it just makes a lot of sense. But having said that, spray foam's the best insulation you can put in the attic. And what I like to do is put down a layer of spray foam and then get the desired R value with cellulose over the top of that.
What about, speaking of insulation, now that we're on the topic, as I'm hearing, you know, here it is, the three above, people are saying, I should have got that insulation, I should have had called Lindis earlier. Can they still get, maybe not tomorrow, but can they still get an insulation checkup and a job done yet here in the recent, in the, you know, maybe not tomorrow, but soon?
Yeah, for sure. Well, we're giving free estimates away every day, so we'll gladly come and do an inspection. Usually it's, you know, 3 to 10 days, depending on the customer schedule and what we can make work. But it's an hour and a half typically for us to inspect the whole home and come up with a plan and sit down and go over it with you. It's not like it's a ton of time, but yeah, it's we're going to be doing this all winter long, Denny.
And like you say, this is a good time of year to test a home because it's so cold outside, right? Much easier
yes.
to get more accurate readings and stuff. Listener wants to know, they have a popcorn ceiling that is starting to peel in one section. What do you recommend for repairing it, or is it better to do this in the spring due to odors? What would you do in that case?
I don't know about odors, unless they're talking about using some chemical or how they're going to paint the popcorn ceiling. But for me, I would look at installing something over the top of the popcorn, or you're going to end up scraping it and redoing the entire popcorn ceiling. I've never seen a patch job. Now, you could, you know, repair the popcorn in that area, but you're going to at least have to paint the entire ceiling. So if maybe that's what they're talking about, the odors of the paint, they're worried about having windows open or ventilation in the area.
No, it could be, yeah.
We paint things all winter long. It's not that big of a deal. So, but there's no really repairing that spot. You're going to the repair is going to be a different color than the rest of the ceiling, so you might have to paint it all. But the family members and the customers I know that have gone through this, they usually end up either taking down all of the popcorn ceiling, Denny,
yeah,
you included, me included, or putting something over the top of the popcorn ceiling.
In fact, I have two more rooms to do, and I'm putting that off. But that's for another show.
If you look online, they make like vacuum attachments and stuff for removing these popcorn ceilings now. That if they'd have had these in the 90s, I'd have bought one for sure.
That looks very interesting. It also looks like it goes by in about 5 minutes.
Yes, and that, I don't know if that's true. I haven't ever tried it, but one thing you know is if you take that popcorn off, you're going to end up, there's going to be a bunch of nicks in that ceiling. So the whole thing's going to have to get repaired before you paint it, unless you put something over the top of it again.
Yeah. Let's grab a phone call this morning, Andy. Joe is on the horn calling in from Minneapolis, I believe. Thanks for calling, Joe. What is your question for Andy?
Well, Andy, I got a question. I want to insulate my garage. I have an attached garage. It's not insulated now, presently. But my curious question is, would you use face fiberglass in the walls, but how do you do the ceiling? Do you sheetrock it and blow it in? And do you have to put those insulation things up by the trusses on the roof?
Yes. Yeah, if you're going to use like the paper-backed bats in the wall, but then you're going to have to put a vapor barrier on, which is a piece of plastic, and then you're going to blow in insulation over the top of that. And the reason why you have to put the styrofoam chutes in between the rafters is otherwise you're going to have no ventilation. So you need to make sure you have roof vents and soffit vents. So if you're going to be heating this area, you need to vent that roof. Otherwise, you're going to have moisture issues in the roof, in your decking, and it can take away from the lifespan of the roof. So yeah, if you're going to insulate that entire area, you know, you wouldn't have to sheetrock it necessarily if you put on the poly and then you blow the insulation over there. I've seen that before, but you're going to want to from an aesthetic standpoint.
Thank you for the call. 651-461-9226. You can call it in or you can text your home improvement question. Now, here's another one. In fact, you had kind of made reference to that terrible job that terrible contractor did earlier part of the show. And you kind of referred to the same question. But this listener says, how did that new home pass inspection from the numerous inspections that are required?
I've asked the same question myself a couple of times. Yeah. I'm not quite sure. I don't know. It's a good question. And that's exactly where my head went on this as well. But, yeah, no, it's goofy.
I tell you what, let's take this quick break and be right back on the other side with more home improvement talk. Call us or text us, 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830, this is WCCO. I guess it's our turn. All right, very good.
I like after the Christmas card decoding commercial. That could be a lot of fun.
All right. We're back with our home improvement show. Denny Long here with Andy Lindis. We were talking earlier in the show about solar shingles, GAF materials. This listener said about solar, we moved into a house built in 1989, made with very good materials and roofing. Did you say, the question is, we could buy and install solar and break even? I had an estimate for $40,000, which was not financially viable. Can you expand on that cost and formula, please? Maybe we could kind of back up and kind of review what we were talking about before.
You know, this is a great question, and this is one of the biggest differences between our solar and any other types of solar systems out there, like a rack system that costs $40,000. Ours replaces the entire roof. So if you're in the market to get a new roof, it's not a $40,000 decision. You're talking about an $8,000 to $10,000 decision, meaning you're already spending $30,000 on a roof. In order to make it a solar roof, it's $40,000. And 30% of the entire roof is a tax credit. And what you're saving on your electricity bills, couple that with how much that $8,000 to $10,000 is actually going to make your 30-year mortgage go up. So that's where that formula comes in. If you're building a brand new house and you're already having to spend money on roofing, spend a little bit more money on better roofing that also has solar. And that's how that math works. That's the biggest difference. It isn't, yeah, I'm with you. It's been a minute for me. Like when I say a minute, 20 years, Denny, I've tested solar and done numbers on solar. And this is the first time we've ever been comfortable offering it to customers. On a grand scale. Like
all
we've been talked into some solar in the past. We've tested some solar with some customers in the past, and the ROI is 20, 25, 30 years. So this is where you're getting the ROI back in less than 10 years on, like, meaning your investment starts to pay for itself in less than 10 years, almost always with our system. In fact, if it didn't, I wouldn't recommend it to a customer. Having said that, I know some customers that they want the green check and want their solar badge or whatever the case may be, that they want to do it. And that's okay. I'm in that same boat. If I can afford it, I'm going to put things on that I think are going to be better for everyone. And if you look at like the infrastructure that we have invested in, we being, you know, state of Minnesota, a lot of these GETs and this infrastructure that we're investing into our transmission lines is set up for residential solar to work better. So this is where our future is going, and I think that as we do this, it's going to get better and better. The ROI is going to get better and better, and I'm, for the first time in, again, 20 years of investigating solar, I've got lots of peers around the country from, you name it, California, Florida, the West Coast to the East Coast, the South to the North. I talk to roofers around the country, and I haven't seen a single one of them in any place in the United States like solar. When I say that, they have way too many service calls on it. It never lives up to what it's going to do, even in California. Like, if you do any research about solar online, it's really, 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 really hard to find anybody that says anything positive about it ever. In fact, most of the solar companies I know across the country have gone out of business or they stop offering it. So this was done in an effort to, like, this wasn't a hey, new product, let's try it. We've done our due diligence on this one, and we've gone slow on purpose. And GAF has gone slow on purpose. But I think we're at a point, I know we're at a point right now that this is the future. And $40,000 doesn't make a lot of sense. But if you're going to be spending $35,000 on a roof, that extra $5,000 makes more sense.
And I know people have asked, and maybe we could answer it again. What is the process if somebody wants a new roof and they hear us talking about these GAF solar shingles? How different is it for the guys to get on the roof? How are they put on? Just like regular shingles?
It is close to regular shingles. They install a lot more like regular shingles than solar panels do. Now, we still have our electrician out. We're going to work with your whatever, you know, municipality we need to or electric company we need to get it hooked up. And running back on the grid, but you're going to have a system that you're able to look at all the time, know exactly how much energy it's generating, and I'm confident that we're seeing, you know, electricity bills cut in half, or depending on what we can put on your roof, we're going to have some net zero ones right out the gate.
Wow, unbelievable! Well, what about houses that maybe half? Maybe one side of their house is totally sunny and the other is totally shade. Can that be done? Can they use solar shingles?
Say that one more time, Denny. Sorry.
If a house is kind of split, one side of their roof is shade, the other is total sun.
Yeah, yeah.
That's still doable.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, we're not going to put solar on your entire roof because we're going to pick the areas of your roof that is going to be generating energy. The rest of the roof will be a shingle, a class 4 shingle. So you're not going to have solar over your entire roof. Now, if possible, would we do something like that? Yeah. Can we step the solar? Yes. Can we go on angles with the solar? Yes. So like your cut up roofs, we have a little bit better ability to do some things now. But it's going to be your south and west facing slopes are where the solar arrays are going to go. And then where the solar arrays aren't going to go, one of the class 4 options through GAF will be used.
Looking at the calendar, and we've got about 10 days or so left of the month. What I always like to ask you, what kind of deals can still be had this month with Lindis?
Well, we have 75% off labor on the installation of Infinity Windows by Marvin. We have the free heat map analysis where we'll come in and look at all things energy related on your home, your insulation, your ventilation, and tell you what you have for R values in your wall, your attic, how your basement is sealed. And if there's a way that we can make it better, we will. We'll put those estimates right there for you. Again, that's all a free service. And right now, again, the GAF Energy Shingle, we have free labor on. So as cheap a pricing as you'll ever get on solar from Lindis Construction will be the next 2 months. So if you are thinking of putting a new roof on this spring, I would get a hold of us as soon as you possibly could and have us put numbers to it. And hopefully you can get on the list and be one of the first people installed when we start installing again.
Yeah.
I think right now we're the first 3 or 4 weeks are booked in the spring already. So it's not going to be long where all of a sudden spring installs are turning into early summer installs.
Yeah, and again, as I mentioned at the top, if the weatherman people are correct, you could be doing a lot more work in 30-degree weather, even in January.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll find out. Andy, I know we got to run here in a moment. For folks that want to get in touch with Lindis, you can call this coming week, 844-9-LINDIS, or you can always get on the web at lindisconstruction.com. Andy, to you, your family, and the big family of Lindis Construction, Merry Christmas to all you guys and our listeners as well.
Yeah. Thank you, Denny. Our listeners are as good as it gets, and most of them are our customers, too. So, yeah, Merry Christmas to all, and thank you for making it, again, the best year we've ever had.
And one more quick question. I'm looking at a text. Those solar shingles, can a person walk on the roof
yes.
after they're installed? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right. Excellent. Andy, again, let's talk 1 week from today, right after the Christmas season. What do you say?
Sounds great. Have a great Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas. Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. Yeah, give him a call, 844-9-LINDIS.